The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello. Welcome. It's Wednesday morning here in now San Francisco. See, we have people actually from around the world. Wonderful to be with you. Our theme for the week is compassion. And I don't think you can hear what I hear right now, but just above me, there's a whole group of Zen practitioners who are doing their morning practice together. And it's they're very familiar sounds to me. I lived in this place for a very long time, or what feels to me like a very long time. And I'm back overnight in Zen Center just for the day. So looks a little different around me, sounds a little different around me. But being here, I feel the power of the connection of a group of so many folks, so many people who are dedicated to the well-being of everyone. But that's the driving force of the practice. So I offer you that as we're getting started. So today, our focus will be metta practice, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. But first, let's meditate together. And what I have in mind for the meditation this morning is, as we always do, first let's settle, and then we'll turn our attention to arousing loving kindness, arousing benevolence, friendliness, and letting that, in so many words, sort of fill us as best we can, almost like a light. And then once we've practiced loving kindness for a bit, we'll make a transition to compassion. And we will do some meditative cultivation of compassion. That's the trajectory. Let's find our way into meditation posture. In the silence, settling the attention, resting the attention on the body. On the whole body. Each breath calling us back, right here. And now is a fine time, if you notice any physical tensions. Maybe with an exhale, release. And just so, if you notice preoccupations, mental tensions, mental contractions, maybe with an exhale, release. As we settle, what is right here in our sensate world? Immediate. With just these few minutes of mindfulness, accompanying the body, clearly knowing. Now let's turn our attention to arousing metta, loving kindness, benevolence. In whatever way works for you, inviting the disposition of friendliness. That kind mental attitude, the disposition of the heart. For some, a reflection helps. Tuning into the intention, the simple wish. May you be happy. May we be happy. May all beings experience happiness and the causes of happiness. Feeling this as a gentle wish for the possibility of happiness. Arousing this attitude of goodwill for some, an image is helpful. Calling to mind someone naturally invites your inclination to benevolence, wishing them well. And offering this intention, may you be happy. May we be happy. May all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. Checking in from time to time. How is the body responding to this reflection? And the mind? Is the wish for well-being having an effect? May you be happy. May we be happy. May all beings be happy and have the causes of happiness. Warming and nourishing the heart in this way by arousing this attitude of benevolence. Now, a subtle shift in the practice. In much the same way, making a wish. May you be free from suffering. May we be free from suffering. May all beings be free from suffering. This slight turning of the heart from metta to compassion. Arousing the wish for beings to be free. And for the last few minutes of this sitting, calling ourselves back into relaxation and settling on a wish for ease for just this one being, this one body and mind. May I be at ease. May I be at ease.